Сейчас для вас самым главным в этом тексте, в следующем тексте, будет то, что мы называем будущее в прошедшем. Например, она сказала, что заглянет. Сказала прошедшее время, заглянет будущее время. Смотрите, она сказала «she said», а вот она заглянет, это же будущее время. Теоретически нужно было бы показать его через will, через элемент will. Но правило таково, что будущее в прошедшем образуется только через элемент would. Значит, she said that she would pop in. She said that she would pop in. Смотрите. Мы подозревали, что эти люди предадут нас. Подозревали прошедшее время, предадут будущее. Мы подозревали, что эти люди предадут нас. We suspected, показали прошедшее время, we suspected that these people would betray us. Betray – это предавать. Would betray – предадут. В том случае, если мы подозревали это раньше. То есть это и есть типичный случай будущего в прошедшем. We suspected that these people would betray us. Не will betray us, а would betray us. Текст номер 36. Helping a friend through tough times. Помогая другу преодолеть трудные времена. Sometimes it's hard to know what to do and what to say. But in times of trouble, words of wisdom are the last thing your friend wants to hear. What your friend needs is a good, strong shoulder to lean or cry on. Admit that your friend's pain affects you too, but make sure that it is her or his emotions you focus on, not your own. Be yourself and don't start behaving differently. So, although it may be hard for you, try to be the same person that you always have been. Talk less, listen more. Although you may want to give advice, it is seldom useful. It is much more constructive to help your friend explore all the possibilities and talk them out with you. Give your friend permission to talk. Don't try to avoid her or his pain by changing the subject. Keep your promises. If you said you would pop in and see your friend, make sure you do it. Just saying that you will help might make you feel better, but unless you follow it through, it will do nothing for your friend. Take the flag. The bereaved on those in shock are hard to please. Do not expect gratitude or acknowledgement. Be patient. Never say things like, "You should be over it by now." Allow your friend as much time as she or he needs to talk, even if you have heard it all 100 times already. Be practical. Often, it is the smallest gestures that help the most. Ultimately, helping a friend through a crisis is less about doing and more about being. The greatest gift we can give is simply to be there.